dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven.
Hello, this is Tommy Ritter Smith, the cousin of Tex Ritter, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the way back.
What a beautiful sight.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back program, and with that mention, we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard weekly at CFRC 101.9 FM since 2016 in downtown Kingston, Ontario. Also being heard throughout the Greater Toronto Area as well through www.oshawarocks.com, and we can also be heard anytime by going to Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, this week in country music history, on February 13th, 1919, that was Friday past, Tennessee Ernie Ford was born. In honor of Tennessee Ernie, I would like to play a double feature here today. First, we'll hear an all-time signature song that Merle Travis wrote many years ago and was a protest song for Merle Travis, actually. But it's a song called 16 Tons. Then we'll follow with another all-time Tennessee Ernie Ford song, and it's going to be Things My Daddy Used to Say. With that, welcome in, friends, and welcome to the third and final hour.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the star boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
Between hell and our hillside farm, but he raised up a crop of corn and kids by the muscle in his arms. When the sickness came and mama went, he was left with more than his share. But he said he and the Lord were friends. He got a lot of help with his prayer. Sun. He said, life's a job and you've got to earn your pay.
used to say. I guess James was 12 and I just turned 10, and Coralie was 9. The way she slept, kept that house, we'd forget sometimes she was blind. Daddy used to say when he held her close, "You're so lucky, Coralie. You see the world not as it is, but any way you want it to be." A man's gotta walk through a freezing rain to appreciate the sun. He said, "Life's a job and you got to earn your pay. Things my daddy used to say. Those are things my daddy used to say.
Those are things my daddy used to say."
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. And with that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of love songs from the east coast of Canada. First of all, it's going to be our good friend Eddie Coffey and a song he recorded many years ago called "Sweet Forget Me Not." We'll then follow with a man who I would call the pride of the east coast of Canada, none other than Dick Nolan, and his all-time classic called "Will You Love Me When I'm Old." And then we'll wrap up with a song that my good friend Peter Trenum brought out at the same time that I lost my beloved partner and soulmate, Miss Velma. So that was way back in 2022, so in memory of Miss Jenny, or also known as Miss Velma LaPointe, it's going to be an all-time classic by Peter called "You and Me." With that, I would also like to send our happiest of Valentine wishes to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
For love grows in the busy street as well as in the lane. I gently pressed her tiny hand, one glance at me she shot. She dropped a flower, I picked it up, was a sweet forget-me-not. She's graceful and she's charming like the lilies in the pond. Time is gliding swiftly by, of her I am so fond. The roses and the daisies were blooming around the spot where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me now." There came a happy time when something that I said. It caused her lips to murmur yes, and shortly we were wed. There is a house down in a lane in a tiny garden spot. There grows a flower, I know it well. It's a sweet forget-me-not. She's graceful and she's charming like the lilies in the pond. Time is gliding swiftly by. Of her I am so fond. There are roses and the daisies were blooming around the spot where we parted when she whispered, "You'll forget me not."
They were walking hand in hand, and the maiden wore a shining wedding band. She said, "My love, you own my heart and soul, so promise me you love me when I'm old. Darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold, say you never trade our love for gold. Yes, darling, say you love me when I'm old." Kissed her lips and touched her golden hair, and gazed upon a face so young and fair. He gently held her to his loving heart, and whispered, "God alone can make us part. So darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold, say you never trade our love for gold. Yes, darling, say you love me when I'm old." They lived so many years as man and wife, and seven kids had graced their happy life. Sometimes clouds were dark and nights were cold, but love somehow grew strong as they grew old. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold, say you'll never trade our love for gold. Yes, darling, say you love me when I'm old. Darling, say you love me when I'm old.
don't think that I will be the first one that you'll see when we step from this world into eternity. I'll be waiting patiently with friends and family, and we can stroll the streets of gold with Jesus, you and me. You and me will be together, you and me this time forever, just the way we always thought that it should be. The crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Now, friends, following those East Coast favorites, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great bluegrass pioneers of old. With that mentioned, as we have been celebrating Valentine's Day as well as the Lawrence Welk program, I'd like to pay tribute to another collection of Valentine and love songs. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called Ice Cold Love by none other than the Big Tiger, as he was known as, or the King of the Bluegrass Fiddle, Benny Martin. Then we'll follow with another all-time legend, this time the Queen of Bluegrass, Miss Rhonda Vincent, and her all-time classic that Jimmy Martin brought out many years ago called Hit Parade of Love. And then we'll wrap up with Jim and Jesse McReynolds and their all-time classic called I Heard the Bluebirds Sing. I'd also like to send out my happiest of Valentine wishes for my dear friend out there in Ingleside, Ontario, Miss Sandra Day, also known as Sparky, and anyone else that loves these old-time bluegrass favorites. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Is cold as North Pole. soul. I remember it, dear, when your heart was warm as fire. You said you loved me so, but now you're awful cold, your ice cold love.
I courted her for months on end. bluebirds sang.
They sang of waiting,
waiting for the flowers,
and of counting,
counting every hour,
till the bluebird,
bluebird chirps said welcome into
the world once more. And while we're waiting,
waiting for the sunshine,
we keep hating,
hating every storm cloud
that is gathered,
gathered over the mountain
to keep us far apart.
Our wedding seems it's like a dream come true. Though many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago. And still the bluebirds sang,
they sang of loving,
loving every hour
that I'm married,
married to my flower,
and we're happy,
happy ever after
since the day we met.
The queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? And the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to invite y'all to turn back the years to 2022 and Valentine's of that year, when I got to sit down with our good friend Kathy Lennon of the Fame Lennon Sisters Fame of the Lawrence Welk Show. With that mentioned, this part of the interview, we will hear an all-time favorite interview, of course, but we would also like to apologize for the poor quality of the interview during this third part as well. Hopefully y'all will enjoy it nonetheless. And following this, we will hear an all-time favorite as recorded by the Fame Lennon Sisters called Sad Movies. So with that, let's turn back the years to 2022 and the height of the pandemic and hear an all-time classic interview with Miss Kathy Lennon. Welcome in, friends. Now here she is.
Now, one of the ones you went on to work with was the great Snozzola, Jimmy Durante.
Actually, we did a special for ABC, a Lennon Sister special. That's the first thing we wanted was a special. Uh-huh. So we did a special of ABC, and one of our guests was Jimmy Durante. Well, it went over, it was the top leading television special for ABC that year. And it was that, it goes to millions of people. And so they asked if we would now do a weekly show and have Jimmy Durante as our special guest.
Yes.
So we named the show Jimmy Durante Presents the Lennon Sisters Hour. So it was our show. We had fabulous guests. First of all, Jimmy was a sweetheart. We adored him. He was just precious.
Yes.
And such a man, so talented, so funny. He was so good to us and such a pro.
And a true showman.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He never missed a cue. He never missed not being on stage when he was supposed to. And he would rehearse and then fly to Vegas and do a Vegas night show and then come back and do the show. I mean, he was amazing.
Yes.
Along with that, we were blessed to work with all those, you know, the last bin of the Bob Williams, the George Booms, the Jack Bennies, the Bob Hope. We got to work with all those greats, Walter Brennan and Thomas.
Oh, Walter Brennan, and, yes.
Just some great people, and we were, you know, and then, of course, on our show, we got Terry Como and Andy Williams and Sammy Davis,
yes.
We had Jack Jones, we had really wonderful stars on our show, and that show went a couple of years, and it was just a beautiful thing.
Okay, sure. And you girls are still performing some 67 years later. However, this time it's COVID that's come in the way. What has that affected you guys? How has it affected you?
Yeah, we were booked a year ago at Christmas time, and that had to cancel. And
yes.
The theater, the Andy Williams Performing Arts Center, the Moon River Theater, had to close.
Okay.
And everything closed down, so we didn't do last year. This year, we had been asked to do it again, but
mm-hmm.
not at the Moon River Theater because it's still closed, and we're going to revamp it and redo it. And it was bought. It was auctioned and bought. Jimmy Osmond could not hold on to it anymore, so it has been bought and redone for 2022.
Yeah.
And we're still concerned with all the different variants, and
yes.
we're just going to take it a week at a time and see. We're trying to be very, very, very safe. We're all vaccinated, and yet it's still, you know, it's out there, and we have to be very, very careful. So we all of us don't get together in groups, or we're masked and wash our hands. And
exactly.
Very, very careful. It's so important, Johnny, actually for other people too, to respect the other person.
That's right.
We might
that's the key.
So that's kind of what we're doing right now. But what we have been doing is we have been had a Zoom series. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
October, November, December, January. We have one in February, the first Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And we Zoom and talk to the people, and we sing, and we tell stories for like an hour, and show pictures. Good. It's gone so well. So that, again, you can find
on the website.
On our Facebook page and
yes.
on our website. But the easiest thing is Roxy.
Okay.
At RoxyBiz.com. R-O-X-I at RoxyBiz.com.
Okay.
She's our manager, and she can get you right away as to the Zoom for February.
Sure.
And then you can also pick up the other Zooms, you know, for a certain amount. So it's like we might not be performing on stage, but we are out there for the people. And they buy the series, and it's turned out so great and been fun for us because we've told stories that I don't think people have known, you know.
Exactly.
Yes. Costumes and, you know, all the
amazing.
Different people we've worked with. And so that's been kind of special. And then we have had three new albums we made in this last year.
Yes, you have. Yes.
I think I told you about that
yes.
before. They did real well, especially our Christmas CD. It did so well.
Exactly.
So we're still working on it. Anything we can do, Johnny, to keep out there and that we have loyal fans that we, you know, really, really appreciate them.
Exactly, and we appreciate you too. Yes. And I have a couple more questions, and then can I get a promo?
Sure.
Okay. First question is, what would you say has been responsible for the lasting impact of the Lawrence Welk Show as well as your own careers?
I think it's very honest music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real music, and people can identify with it.
Yes.
And it's me, and a 2-year-old or a 92-year-old can be entertained.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's danceable, it's singable, I think it's a moment in time where people can get away from the reality of what's going on in the world.
Exactly, it is. I remember watching it with my grandmother, and now I'm watching it with the people that I've helped raise, and it's just a generational thing. Yep.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yes. And now, is there any signs of retirement for the Lennon Sisters?
Well, kind of, the COVID has kind of done that to us.
Yes, yes.
Ideas and other thoughts going a different way. So, you know what? Day to day, we'll find out. At
exactly.
this point, we don't use the word retirement because
no.
we have a lot of options. So we'll just keep going until it isn't there anymore.
Well, that's great. And the very last question for you today, Kathy, is how would you like to see the legacy of the Lennon Sisters continued into the decades following?
How sweet. Well, we've been honored in so many ways. We've been honored with the Hollywood star, Walk of Fame. We've been honored with the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. We hope our legacy is that it was understandable music, it was good music, it was harmony, it was our ministry of sending love to people.
Exactly.
And giving them power or whatever of joy and feeling that they mattered.
Yes.
And our legacy is that our legacy follows what our dad was, that it was, what should I say? It was honest and ethical. And really, 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 we have loved the people, and we have been loved back, and that is the biggest honor.
Yes, I hear you there. Yes. Well, with that, I want to thank you for being on the Valentine Show. And I do believe if we have enough time with you, would we?
Mm-hmm.
You had a couple of Valentine stories you wanted to share with me.
Well, what I was going to say, I have a couple of pictures that I'll send to eventually, but one of the things is, I remember on the Welk show, I have a very funny picture of me in a clown costume. And,
oh, yes.
And I sang, my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. And the whole time we were in these crazy costumes. It was like, you look laughable, unforgettable. It's so photographable. All those funny things with these noses and the big lips and the big feet. And it was just so much fun to sing my funny Valentine to a cuckoo clown. And I think that was a highlight of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And it's really, it's really, really cute. And then also, Jack Benny was born on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And we did a few wonderful shows with Jack Benny, and that will always be special to us. He was in our life. He was the very first guest performance we did. Other than the Lawrence Welk show, it was called The Shower of Stars by Jack Benny, and we were on that show when we were so little. I think we were on that Welk show only maybe a couple of months, and Jack Benny had us on his show.
Amazing.
So that will always be, but he was born on Valentine's Day.
I see.
And then we also did a wonderful ad commercial for Hanes Hose, and they were nylons, and they had it, and it came out on Valentine's Day, and we have pictures of us holding up these hoes, but we have hearts all over. It's really funny.
Amazing.
And that's very special. So I have those pictures that are, that reminds me, I probably should put them on my Facebook on Valentine's Day. I think I will.
Yes.
I think people will love that.
And if you send them to me, I will make sure to get them up for our fans to see, too. Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
So with that, I want to thank you and I want to also wish you and the others a very happy Valentine's Day, Kathy.
I'll tell my sisters thank you. Same to you, Johnny, and I hope we talk again.
Yes, I hope so too.
Sad movies always make me cry.
favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby, I'm on the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Music. It's the only drug I use. Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that third and final part of the interview with our good friend Kathy Lennon of the famed Lennon Sisters, and it's once again that time in the program to shine the spotlight on another collection of Lawrence Welk Show performances, as done by the legends of the Lawrence Welk Show. With that, let's remember the First Lady of Ragtime Piano, Miss Joanne Castle, as she tickles the ivories on the 12th Street Rag. We'll then follow with one of the all-time favorites that the Welk cast were known for doing, called Hoop De Doo, and we'll wrap up with a live version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm, which is one of the funniest videos on YouTube, but it also is one of the funniest things. If you have ever seen this, it is hilarious, but if you haven't, I strongly recommend you going to YouTube and looking it up, Lawrence Welk's Old MacDonald Had a Farm, because it is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. With that, here's my final salute to the Welk cast. Welcome and friends.
A trombone playing, I get a thrill. I always will. When there's
my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how he plays the tune so sweet. Plays the tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, cause I'm a hoop-de-doo-ing kind of guy.
Buckle my shoe.
Old MacDonald had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had some chicks,
E-I-E-I-O.
Well, now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to the Wayback Song, but Songs of the Week. With that mentioned, we have two great Valentine-inspired songs for y'all. First of all, it's going to be by two Georges. George Jones has the first song called Candy Hearts. Then we'll follow with George Morgan, the father of Lori Morgan, and his all-time classic called Candy Kisses. With that, I'd like to dedicate these two songs to all those listening who celebrate the Valentine's celebration of holidays. With that, welcome. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this. Send us all home.
Once upon a time, sweetheart, when we were in our teens, we shared our future hopes and plans and many lovely dreams. Do you recall that happy day? One said kisses to you, dear, and one said you're divine. One little heart said you're the sweetest, one said love me true. So when
can't forget I love you yet. I know I always will. So I'm sending candy hearts to say exactly how I feel. One little heart says, I love you. One says, please be mine. One says, kisses to you, dear. And one says, you're divine. One little heart says, you're the sweetest. One says, love me true. So with this box of candy hearts, I give my love to you. Yes, with this box of candy hearts, I send my love to
friends, it's once again that time in the program. Say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we say so long, I would like to once again pay tribute to Lawrence Welk with a little clip in his own words, as he always said goodbye to his show.
Now keep a song in your heart and have a wonderful week.
And also in the words of yours truly, if I brought a smile to your face, tear to your eye, or memory to your heart, my time with y'all today has been well spent. I would also like to make mention that Lawrence passed away at the age of 89 on May 17, 1992. Even though he has been gone for several decades now, his musical contribution to the world will always live on. In so many of our memories, I would also like to share that Lawrence Welk truly was the image of the standards of an American dream come true. And with that mentioned, even though he has been gone all these years, his memory and his show still lives on in the hearts of many of us. With that that mention, I would like to play us home today with a final song, his all-time classic signature song that he always closed every show with. And with that, may God bless you all till we meet again next weekend. Just a reminder that next weekend we will be paying tribute to a 3-hour celebration to the sheriff, none other than Perrin Young. So with that, may God bless and keep y'all until we meet again. And yes, may his memory, Lawrence Welk's memory, live on in all our hearts for years to come. So as the great maestro always said, keep a song in your heart, and may God bless each and every one of you. So long for now.
Well, my friends, so much for our country and western show. We hope you had fun, and thank you for joining us. And until next week, from all of our musical family, a pleasant good night.
Night!